My Gosh, Mrs. McNosh by Sarah Weeks. Pictures by Nadine Bernard Westcott.
Mrs. McNosh took a walk in the park. Her dog saw a squirrel and started to bark. "Stop barking, stop pulling," said Neely McNosh. But George wouldn't listen, and so... Oh my gosh! He zipped through the flowers and skipped through the trees, barking at bicycles, babies, and bees. He dove and he wove right past Mrs. McNosh. "I'll catch you," cried Neely, but then, oh my gosh! The boat sprang a leak, so George had to jump out. "I'll catch you," cried Neely. She caught a big trout. He crashed through a wedding and trashed the buffet. "I'll catch you," cried Neely. She caught the bouquet. "Come back here right now," hollered Mrs. McNosh. But George just kept running until, oh my gosh! He bumped the plump umpire, then jumped the stone wall. "I'll catch you," cried Neely. She caught a fly ball. He danced and he pranced, then he shook and he rolled. "I'll catch you," cried Neely. She caught a bad cold. "That's it. I give up. I can't catch you. It's true. I know when I'm licked. I've been licked, George, by you." So Neely walked back to her house all alone. And there on the porch, she saw George's old bone. "I'd wish he'd come back," sniffled Mrs. McNosh. Then she opened the door and she cried, "Oh my gosh!"